You long to serve a dominant woman, don't you? You've emailed me many times, and we've had some very frank discussions about your fetish, as well as the fact that you long to serve my beautiful, creamy ass, as you put it. But all of my pets know that it takes more than just a few emails before you're welcomed into servitude for this femdom. You must prove that you're worthy to serve me. You must always be respectful, of course, and politeness is given high points, both in email and when we are on the phone. If I give you an assignment, you must relish every detail and do your utmost to complete it. Naturally, of course, you're going to fall and slip along the way, especially if part of your assignment is wearing those 5-inch stilettos that I made you purchase. But don't worry. That's what I'm here for, pet. I will deliver the proper punishment, and you will magically find your motivation once again. It's my pleasure to bring you pain. Yes, that's right. I said pain because with every bit of pleasure I derive from your whimpering and simpering, you will feel pain. Now, it might not be the physical pain that you're thinking of, like slapping or spanking or caning, although I can deliver that sort of pain also. But the pain I'm referring to is the humiliation, because humiliation delivers its own form of pain. I enjoy the way you crawl across the floor to me, with your cock visibly twitching with excitement. I enjoy denying you that orgasm and keeping you in chastity until you're breathlessly begging for a release. And I really enjoy referring to you as pet or slut or even loser. Admit it. You enjoy it too. In fact, it's quite evident when I glance between your legs. So beware that when you say you want to serve me, I expect first-class service, not coach, pet. This is Mistress Tia, and you can call me at 888-650-6789, and be sure to read my blog, masturbationmistress.com/blog.